This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Millennials may have just arrived in the workplace, but there's a new generation on the rise, Generation Z. A new study found that Generation Z could have massive impacts on the way Americans worship. Find out why after this break. Regent University is one of the fastest growing universities in the nation, experiencing 21% growth from summer 2016 to summer 2017. This fully accredited university offers associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees within an innovative learning environment that includes the option of enrolling solely on campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, 100% online, or using a blend of both. Since its establishment in 1978, Regent has equipped 23,000 alumni from 125 countries to become accomplished professionals. Guided by a mission of Christian leadership to change the world, the school prepares students with the knowledge to excel and the faith to live with purpose. To learn more or request information, visit www.learn.regent.edu. That's www.learn.regent.edu. Generation Z is a generation referring to anyone born between 1999 and 2015, at least according to Barna Research Metrics. Though most members of Generation Z are too young to respond to polling, Barna spoke with teenagers aged 13 to 18, the oldest members of Generation Z, to find out what they thought about faith. What they found may alarm you. Among Generation Z, the percentage of teens who identify as atheist has more than doubled compared to the general population, shooting up from 6% to 13%. Just under 3 out of 5 teenagers in this demographic identify as Christian, down to 59% from the general public's 75%. Non-Christians in Generation Z list their biggest barrier to faith as the problem of evil, with other significant issues including the ideas Christians are hypocrites and I believe science refutes too much of the Bible. On the whole, the problems have less to do with Christianity failing or burning them, and more to do with intellectual or philosophical differences. National radio host and author Dr. Alex McFarland commented on the findings, saying, "It's heartbreaking when we see young people choosing to turn away from God, especially at a time when they need Him most. We must reach them. It is quickly becoming a matter of life and death." Pray that these skeptical teenagers would be able to encounter God personally and realize the truth of Christianity for themselves. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories on Exploring the Prophetic. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.